winning the Zipping Classic yesterday would have meant almost as much to Lloyd Williams as winning a Melbourne Cup, because Zipping was one of his all-time favourites and the race was named after him. And Lloyd's been good enough to join us this morning. Lloyd, good morning. Firstly,
good morning, Ray. Good morning, Jimmy.
Congratulations.
Trust firstly. You're all well.
Yeah, terrific. Congratulations with the Taj Mahal and Al Mandan. And we saw a glimpse of the Taj Mahal last start, but he put it together yesterday, Lloyd.
He rode him superbly at Flemington, but it's not the way to ride him. He box seated him, and he should have driven him, Benny would tell you today, he should have driven him out of the stalls in the
in the
Emirates, but let him roll along. But he was forced into just sprinting the last 300 metres in the Emirates, and of course that doesn't suit him. But so yesterday he rode him as Aidan would normally like to have his horses ridden, with that style of horse, and he took off five from home and let him roll. So that sort of suits him, but he's quite a nice horse, actually.
And our man is still getting the job done too, the big fella.
Yeah, that's a bit flat he was yesterday.
Right.
He needs a spell. Off the Melbourne Cup, both those horses from the Melbourne Cup, Darren Weir's horse and ours, they were both a bit flat. It's never easy coming out of that Melbourne Cup. Zipping actually did it three times to win this race, but it's more of the exception to the rule than the actual rule, I think.
Yeah, no, gee, he was a great horse, Zipping. Lloyd, have you perhaps opened the door for a new sort of wave of younger European stayers rekindling a three-year-old by Northern Hemisphere time wins the Melbourne Cup? Taj Mahal, a young stay yesterday, winning the Zipping Classic. Yeah. Is that the way of the future?
Yeah, he's a three-year-old as well. Yeah, well, I tried it with Bondi Beach, and Aidan tried it with Marla in the Fishing's year 2007, the Melbourne Cup. I think that the three-year-olds have got a chance of coming out here. The Northern Hemisphere three-year-olds have got a chance of coming out here in those major staying races. Because certainly they're better stayers than the horses that we've got out here. In fact, I'd say that in the English Ledger this year, Aidan won the race with Capri, Crystal Dancer ran second, and Stadivarius ran third, and Rekindling ran fourth. Probably should have run second, but it did run fourth. But those four place getters in the English St. Ledger at Doncaster, I would have thought would be very competitive in the Melbourne Cup.
You went 1-2 in the Melbourne Cup, Rekindling and Johannes Vermeer. I think six runners in total for you, Lloyd, in the Cup. Did you have a preference? Did you have a personal preference about who you wanted to win?
Oh, no, not really. Obviously I would like Alamanda to go back to back if I wanted to push me to. But, outside of that, I didn't have a particular preference. I did think that Alamanda and the horses that ran first and second were the best chances I had in the race. And I like that horse, Johannes Vermeer. I think he's a nice type of horse. He's got a turn of foot and he's a proper stayer, but he's an unusual English horse or Irish horse he is, but he likes hard tracks. All the other ones I've got, they all want the cut in the ground.
That's true, yeah.
I've got a very good stayer in the Northern Hemisphere, Order of St. George, and it'd be hopeless bringing him out here because the tracks are too hard for him out here.
Yeah,
and
right.
He's probably the world's best stayer at the moment, isn't he, Lloyd?
I'd say
Order of St. George.
Yeah, he's won that in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So he's a proper horse.
Mm. Lloyd, what will happen with the Cup horses, Rekindling and Johannes Vermeer? Are one or both going to stay here?
They're not. JV staying, as I call him, it's easier to call him JV. He's staying here. He's at Macedon now. Rekindling's at Macedon. But I hope to send Rekindling back to Joseph at the end of January after we've had a bit of a break here, because I'd love him to run in the Gold Cup. Order St. George won the Gold Cup for me 2016. This year got beaten ahead. So Order St. George will run again the Gold Cup again at Ascot, and I'd love to have Rekindling in the race. That's the plan at the moment, but the glorious uncertainties of the turf and racehorses. That's the current plan.
Lloyd, I read an article that suggested that you spent anywhere between $6 and $7 million on horses getting ready for this year's Melbourne Cup. Now, I don't know whether that's accurate or not. You would know better than I.
Pretty well accurate.
Yeah, okay. Does it have a balance sheet for you? Do you care if it's unbalanced? It's just a matter of winning the cup at all costs?
Oh, well, no. I don't think anyone likes to tear up $100 bills, do they?
No.
I've been at this a long while. You know, so I'm not new to the game.
No.
Unfortunately, it's 50 or 60 years, so you're talking to an old bloke here. As Ray will tell you that I've been trying to do these sorts of things that... I suppose the first group winner I had was 1968, so that's 50 years ago, isn't it?
Wow.
That's extraordinary.
I'm still here for the time being, and I'm still probably tearing up $100 bills.
What about the future, Lloyd, particularly for JV, as you call him, and also the Taj Mahal? Would we see either in Sydney potentially for the autumn?
Yeah, you might. You certainly might. I think that see if I can get Alan Mandon back to running the BMW and Taj Mahal the same.
Right.
And I'd like to think that I could get JV up there for the Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But as I said, the glorious uncertainty. At the moment, all those three horses have pulled up well here this morning. Time will tell, I guess, but that's the short-term plan.
Mm-hmm. Significant day yesterday too, with Robert Hickmont's last day as head trainer for Macedon Lodge, Lloyd. What can you tell us about Liam Howley, who comes in and takes over that role?
Oh, he's been at our place for, I think, 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah.
He's had experience overseas. He won that Dali Award and he was away for a couple of years in that flying start. So he's been throughout Europe. So he understands our European horses, which is pretty important. And he's a well-educated young man. And has done a good job because he's basically been training the horses, good part of the horses for the last 2 years up there.
Yeah,
so it's not new to him. So he knows the horses better than anyone.
Lloyd, it's interesting because people like Chris Waller and other leading trainers talk about systems and how they got the systems in place whereby they can, for instance, like Chris obviously spent a fair bit of time in Melbourne this spring, but the systems he's got in place allows his team to operate out of Rose Hill. Would Liam obviously be aware of your system? Does that help in that transfer across from Robert leaving to Liam taking over?
Oh, well, you're talking to the head trainer here.
Yeah.
Well,
you keep your finger on the pulse anyway.
There's a lot of controversy who trains the horses, isn't it? The blueprint emanates right here. I'm chairman and chief executive, and I decide how the horses will work and how we'll feed them and all those sorts of people, and I have people up there to execute it.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Just
based
That's what
on happens.
That, why is it, Lloyd, that we don't see your name in the race guide then?
Whereabouts?
Well, as trainer.
Oh, I don't want to be the trainer, do I?
He's happy to be the owner.
You obviously haven't been around for a while, Jimmy. That sort of argument was about 20 years ago.
Oh, I know, but it's always nice to rehash it every now and then, Lloyd.
Don't live in the past, my boy. Don't live in the past.
All right, fair enough. Well, look, congratulations. Taj Mahal, another horse to the stable that looks to be doing good things. Al Mandan's still there or thereabouts. Lloyd, really great to have a chat to you on it.
All right.
To finish a spring that's been an outstanding one for you again.
All right, thanks very much. Nice to talk to you both. Okay.
Thanks,
there
Lloyd.
You go. Lloyd Williams there from Macedon Lodge. He's the CEO. He's the boss. He tells them how to do it. Mm. He tells them what to feed them. But he's not the trainer.
He loves being the owner. He still loves it too, though. That Melbourne Cup, I think he described it as his glorious obsession, Jim. He just loves that race. And for a man who pours so much, I know people criticise the fact he gets so many runners in the race, but when you're willing to spend that much money, the return, you touched on it with him, the balance sheet, I don't think he'd be in the black.
Well, that's right. What was the first prize? $3.5 million. Second prize was around $1.5 or something, was it?
He doesn't always win the thing either.
No, that's right. That's right. That's a good year.
Yeah, that's a good year.
That's a good year.